XRN. Welcome to the Questo Game. Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Christopher Crespo, hanging out with my co-host, Drewster Cogburn. Drew?
I almost thought you were going to say, welcome back to the second half of Cinema Crespediso.
Welcome back to the second half of nothing. No, this is a bonus episode, as you can tell by the title of the episode. It's a summer movie guide for 2014. We did one last year, if you remember, Drew.
Yes, I do, vaguely.
And it was well received. People liked it. A lot of downloads. So,
Looks like we're going to do it again.
We're going to do one for summer 2014, which has started already. It started really last weekend with the amazing Spider-Man 2.
Dose.
Still have not written my review.
Of the amazing Spider-Man as well?
Of the amazing Spider-Man.
As well.
Also. Working out a couple things how I feel about the story. You know, that's a weird one.
It is a weird one, but I mean, you know how I feel.
Oh, yeah, we know how you feel. And if you want to hear our initial reactions, please go and download episode 69 of Cinema Crespediso. That's where we review The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And then here in a couple weeks, I'll actually be able to talk about it.
Yeah, how long can we wait? Spoilers? End of the summer? Yeah, we're going to have to wait a little while.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's... We'll see. We'll see how it is in a month or two, because it's... It's a pretty big thing that happened in that movie, so I've already seen some things like articles online about it,
okay,
so to speak. So
yeah,
we'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. So summer movie guide. We already started the summer with the Spider-Man 2, so you can go ahead and check that. Let's go ahead and talk about. We'll start with May. We'll just do May, right?
Okay,
and then maybe we'll follow up with a little bit of June.
And then, I'm having a vision. Following June is going to be July.
That's not a bad idea. Not what I was going with, but that's not a bad idea. So we'll go with July. I like it.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll do August.
Yes.
That works for me.
Okay.
That works for me. All right. Let's alternate weeks. Like, I'll do 1 week, you do the next week. I'll get it started.
Okay.
And
we'll start with next week.
Yeah, well, no, this week. We'll start with this weekend, May 9th, the second week of May.
Okay.
Which really, I mean, there's nothing big coming out. The biggest thing is the Seth Rogen comedy Neighbors.
Yeah.
For a few years now, it's been a thing every summer to put out R-rated comedies, a bunch of R-rated comedies during the summer, because they've been proven to make money. That seems... It's hard for studios to make money on R-rated comedies. I mean, they have to be cheap.
Okay.
Because not that many people are going to come out R-rated film. It's adults mostly.
Yeah, pretty much.
The teenagers, the kids aren't coming out for it. So obviously it's not going to make as much money as a PG-13 comedy or whatever. But they found that if you release these R-rated comedies during the summer, and this really started with The Hangover, I think, back in 08, 09. The Hangover came out R-rated, made a ton of money. No one expected it to make a ton of money, and it did. Maybe 2 years later was the year we had six... R-rated comedies, The Summer of Horrible Bosses. Remember Horrible Bosses?
Oh, God, yes.
A few years later, we had like six R-rated comedies that summer. And they all did well. They all made money. So that's what they're hoping for, obviously. This weekend, no other big movie, comic book movies coming out. So they want to make a lot of money with Neighbors. Written and directed by the team of Rogen and Goldberg, who wrote Superbad. They wrote and directed This Is the End.
No.
So they're funny guys.
Oh, they are. They're definitely funny guys.
I think they're good.
I'm a fan of Mr. Rogen. I'm a fan of... what the F is his face?
Zac Efron.
I'm giving him a chance.
Give him a chance.
Dave
Franco?
Yes, the smaller Franco.
The younger Franco. Yeah. It'll be an interesting comedy, I think. Hopefully it'll be good. It is weird, though, how it's called Neighbors. There's already a movie called Neighbors from like 1980, 81.
Maybe.
There is. With Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, where... When they developed the picture, Dan Aykroyd was going to be like the guy who already lives in the house. He's the married guy. John Belushi was going to be the crazy neighbor that moved in next door and terrorized.
Fucked it all up.
Yeah, fucked everything up. Right before they started filming, they decided they wanted to swap roles. Aykroyd and Belushi.
Okay.
So Belushi became the straight man, stay-at-home husband dude who's, you know, very uptight. Yeah. And Aykroyd was the crazy neighbor guy.
I could see Aykroyd as a crazy neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
He does crazy really well.
Yeah, they both do crazy well. But that movie was called Neighbors, so I don't know. I mean, they could have come up with something else, different title.
Who knows?
Who knows? Also coming out that week, this Jon Favreau movie, Chef, which no trailers, no commercials. It's not like
I've been. I work in the service industry, and I don't even know about this movie.
Yeah, so it's not going to do anything. Mom's Night Out, don't even know what that is. There's this animated Legend of Oz movie. And
okay.
And another movie that hasn't had any trailers or maybe there's commercials on like Nick Jr. or some shit like that. Is that still a channel?
Well, man, speaking of Aykroyd and Belushi, Dan and the younger James are in this Legends of Oz movie.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, they are.
And Kelsey Grammer. What the F?
James Belushi. The only other movies that really look interesting this weekend, these are all limited movies now. This God's Pocket, just because it's a Philip Seymour Hoffman film, you know, one of the last roles he did before he died, R.I.P.
John Turturro as well, he's always good.
And good old Turturro, so I'll definitely check that out. And then this Palo Alto.
With the Franks.
Elder Franco. It's based on a book of short stories that he wrote called Palo Alto.
Okay.
Palo Alto Stories, I think it's called. And it looks like this one was directed by a young Coppola that hasn't done anything else. So there you go. First, that's the second week of May. You got the next week there, Drew?
Oh, yeah. Coming out starting May 16th.
Godzilla.
I mean, come on, man. It's Godzilla.
It's Godzilla. I mean, it's going to be the biggest movie of the summer, I think. One of the biggest movies.
It looks epic. I'm not going to lie. Recently saw a commercial with the full Godzilla, and I agree with the Japanese. Godzilla is a chubby.
Japanese got fat. Godzilla got fat. Yeah. He's a thick dude. He has no neck. He's no neckzilla.
He's baby mama thick.
Baby mama thick. Is he Baby Mama Thick?
I don't know. I mean, the last Godzilla was Baby Mama Thick.
The last Godzilla
was a baby mama.
Was a lady, yeah.
No. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe this one's Baby Mama Thick, too.
Who knows? It's going to make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
It's got Kick-Ass. It's got the Olsen twin that's not a twin. And Walter White.
And don't forget Ken Watanabe.
And Ken Watanabe.
I love his last name.
And then Godzilla.
Yeah, totally.
What's been a bitch casting Godzilla?
Actually, probably pretty easy.
Casting call, I mean, giant amphibious radioactive reptile lizards to come through. The Japanese commercial that came out, there was a Japanese trailer that they released that shows a lot more footage because they're trying to get the Japanese into the movie to see it. You see the American Godzilla.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the internet age, nothing stays regional anymore. So immediately on Twitter, people hit me up, check out the Japanese trailer. It's so awesome. I think the American one's better.
Mm-hmm.
I just think
because it gives away less.
It gives away less. It's much more moody, almost more of a trailer for a horror film than it is a...
Yeah, it almost is, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the Japanese one just gives away too much, including the obvious presence of other monsters. Now, when I went back and looked at the American trailers, there are definitely shots in there. Like, okay, that's not Godzilla.
Yeah.
They're like shots of weird appendages or something flying in the air really fast. Okay, that's
like a Mothra?
Yeah, but not Mothra. The Japanese trailer shows a super clear shot of this winged beast flying alongside a building. Like, it's from the inside of the building, and you see it flying outside, and it's sideways, so you see the way its wings are spread out. It took me about 10 seconds of internet Googling to determine that was Rodan.
Oh.
R-O-D-A-N, Rodan. Yeah, definitely not Mothra. It did not look like a Mothra.
Yeah.
It looked like more like a pterodactyl thing. Rodan is some sort of subterranean pterodactyl thing. I don't know. And then there's another... And that's a flying thing. And then in the trailer, there's another thing that, like, a giant pincer arm thing that comes down and smashes on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, that did not look like it was Godzilla-ish.
Yeah, nothing compared to Godzilla. Again, I looked online... Because at this point, hell, they're giving everything away, so I might as well just do the rest of the work myself. There was like two or three monsters that could fit that has an appendage like that. There's not just one. So it's looking like Godzilla ain't the bad guy in this movie.
Oh, maybe looks Godzilla's like, the good guy?
Looks like Godzilla gets unleashed to save the world from monsters every now and then, maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. But I'm disappointed, though, that the trailer came out, gave away so much. I don't want to know everything. I want to go into this movie kind of fresh. I don't need to know a lot. It's a Godzilla movie.
There's a giant monster. People are afraid of it. I understand.
It's directed by the guy that did Monsters.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I have faith in the guy. Based on that one movie, I have faith in him. And we'll see. We'll see you next week.
That we shall.
Pretty soon. What else is coming out? What other movie was foolish enough to come out the same weekend as Godzilla?
Some really terrible movie starring John Hamm called The Million Dollar Arm about the rugby pitcher that tries to go pro.
No, not rugby. Cricket. It's based on a true story, apparently, of some guy who he realized that cricket was like baseball because they're throwing balls really fast.
At sticks.
That guy's holding sticks. So they go get a couple Indian guys, bring them back to America, try and make them pitchers.
Yep. And some other strange movie called Chinese Puzzle that I know nothing about.
Yeah, it looks racist.
All right. Yep.
Now, this is crazy, because Godzilla comes out that weekend. The very next weekend, no breathing room whatsoever for Godzilla, because here comes X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, it's going to be a big one.
That is going to be a big one. That's going to be a massive one.
It's going to be a big one.
The last... It's funny, because X-Men and X2 were very popular. Huge movies.
Yes.
So much so that when X3 came out, that one made like $700 million worldwide. It's the biggest grosser of them all.
Garbage movie.
Absolute garbage. Everyone dislikes that film. And then they did X-Men Origins Wolverine, which everyone dislikes that film, and that made very little money in comparison to the X-Men movies. And Fox totally tainted the brand, the X-Men brand, and it took X-Men First Class and the Wolverine to turn it around.
Yep.
They made two good movies. But they're not the highest grossers. Those movies haven't made as much as like X2.
And they're better.
And they're better than those movies. So hopefully now, after we got a good Wolverine and we got a good X-Men First Class, now the people are like, all right, they turned it around. Everyone will check out Days of Future Past. Hopefully it'll be good.
There's a lot going on, man. It could get convoluted so quick.
It turns a horrible convoluted mess really fast if they're not careful. Yeah, so we'll see. But I don't know. Every commercial trailer that has like... You know, it's funny. They do one movie with young Professor X and young Magneto, and then all of a sudden you put him in a movie with old Professor X and Magneto, the characters together, and all of a sudden there's all this weight there. Like, holy shit, you know, like, that's young Magneto talking to old Magneto, you know?
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender did the movie once. Ian McKellen's fucking Magneto.
Yes.
But now Michael Fassbender is too, I guess, after one movie?
No, Magneto is Gandalf, dude.
Magneto is Gandalf?
Magneto is Gandalf.
Dr. Magnus is Gandalf? Is Wizard Stick? Wizard Stick Man?
Yep, they are one and the same.
Where does that leave Michael Fassbender? Dead with arrows in him at the hot gates of Thermopylae.
Either that or in the trash can with the rest of that god-awful counselor movie.
Oh, yes, the counselor. So X-Men Days of Future Past is going to be huge.
Oh, it's going to be giant.
We'll see how much that takes away from Godzilla after only 1 week.
A lot, I have a feeling.
And then for some reason, Adam Sandler thought it'd be a good idea. Maybe it wasn't his idea to do this, but the new Sandler Barrymore flick Blended comes out that same weekend.
Okay.
Sandler's had success before with Barrymore, the two of them, you know, Wedding Singer and 50 First Dates, both very, very successful films. So obviously they're going for that. They want to recapture that magic. It's about a... She has three boys, and
she has three girls,
and they happen to go to the same vacation in Africa, because that's what Americans want to do. They clamor to go to Africa.
Let me guess, they hate each other in the beginning, and at the end they fall in love.
Oh, and then their family is blended together. The title's a spoiler. And the other movies coming out that weekend are nothing, so...
You know, I'm kind of interested in that Angriest Man in Brooklyn movie.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it's going to be on Netflix really soon.
Dude, it's got Peter Dinklage, Mila Kunis, Robin Williams, and James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Dink is going up against himself.
Dinklage
is all... Because he's in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, he is.
The Dink.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. He's the guy who develops all the Sentinels and stuff. Yeah. For sure. All right, so what's next week?
Well, coming up the week after that... We've got that new Angelina Jolie flick, Maleficent.
Maleficent.
The, what is it? Kind of a prequel to Sleeping Beauty, I guess?
I guess so, or maybe a parallel story. Like, because it seems to tell the same story just from her perspective, I guess.
Yeah, but it also seems that...
It explains leading up to that, and then...
I think it explains leading up to it, and then maybe... I think the movie's probably going to end with... I mean, her putting the child to sleep. Because this is all how...
I don't think the movie will end that way.
Really?
I don't think the movie will end. Anyway. I wonder where it will end.
I don't know how it's going to end, but yeah, it's. I mean, it's the. It's the prequel. Yeah, it's this weird. Is how the witch became the witch.
It's weird.
So, but I mean, Angelina Jolie looks good.
Oh yeah, yeah
in she, it, and
that looks like great casting. For
and
sure.
She is an evil bitch. So playing an evil bitch, she's probably not. You know. Not that far away.
Is she? I've never met her, so I don't know.
I'm just assuming.
Just assuming.
Yeah, yeah. Blind assumptions.
Blind. Fair enough.
Also coming out that week, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh,
the Seth MacFarlane looks like a funny Westworld movie.
I guess. I mean, do you think it looks funny?
It looks like it has potential to be humorous.
Yeah. I really like Seth MacFarlane.
I really like Seth MacFarlane. I know Liam Neeson can play a good bad guy. Mm-hmm. He did so in the Lego movie.
Yeah, he did.
I'm into Siegfried is what she is. But I'm interested to see Charlize Theron in this comedy stuff. I mean, she's done comedy-ish stuff before, but yeah. This looks straight up slapstick.
Yeah, I think the closest thing she's done to comedy was, like Young Adult? Which yeah. Which is more of a, you know, dark comedy drama type of thing. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how she translates over to the comedy world. Comedy's tough as shit.
Yeah, but it's slapstick comedy, too.
It is slapstick comedy.
It doesn't
comedy.
Look like there's an ounce of seriousness in this entire movie.
Yeah. What's it rated? Is it R? Please tell me it's R. Okay, it's R. At least it has that going for it.
Yeah.
All right. And I like that the alternate poster of the cactus giving the middle finger.
Yep.
That's cute. That's good. But it's... I don't know... Actually, from the moment I heard the project, and like Seth MacFarlane's doing a comedy western, I've been dreading it.
Really?
Yeah, because it just does not comedy western.
We'll see how it translates, but dude, Blazing Saddles. Case in point.
1979. Case in point. 89, 99. It's over 30 years ago. It was the last successful comedy western.
Maybe it takes 30 years for another funny western to come out.
Maybe it does take 30 years. So hopefully, MacFarlane taking up the mantle of Mel Brooks. Ooh, that's dubious too, bro.
Ooh,
I like MacFarlane a lot.
Yeah, me
but
too. But
I don't want to compare.
You can't
it to
compare
Mel Brooks.
Those guys.
No, you can't. So.
No.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Like I said, I like the guy. I like westerns. I like comedy. I don't know if I like comedy western so much.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. What else is coming out? Anything
else also coming out that weekend, I don't know if it's a wide release or what. I haven't seen any. I don't know nothing about this. Mm-hmm. Filth with James McAvoy, Eddie Mars, and Imogen Poots.
Yeah, it's a crazy looking little movie.
It looks like a crazy poster. I can't imagine what's going on.
The name is... Okay, it's a guy who did Green Street Hooligans. Did he write it or direct it? Let's see. I'm going to look this up, this director here. John S. Baird. I think he wrote Green Street Hooligans, and then it looks like he just directed some UK stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how...
I mean, everybody in this movie is a bunch of Brits anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that makes it a UK production, right?
They'll probably say Europa in front of it.
Europa. Or Canal Plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's French, though. Or maybe, you know...
that could be a co-production.
Been given awarded proceeds from the National Lottery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That whole thing. We need one of those things. Okay, following week is the first weekend of June. June 6th. Friday, June 6th. There's this movie, The Fault in Our Stars.
Is that the cancer love story?
Yeah, it is. That is what that is. Charlene Woodley has cancer, and she's like, yeah, I'm a... I don't want anyone to love me because when I die...
And then there's some dude who's like, bitch, I don't care if you have cancer. I love you.
Like, I love you and your cancer.
And apparently Willem Dafoe's in this movie? What?
Actually, I've been reading really, really good things about it. So...
No, I mean, Shailene Woodley's good.
She is good.
She was... I mean, she surprised the hell out of me. Both her and Miles Teller in that... Spectacular Now.
Yeah, yeah. She is really good in that. Coming under fire lately for an interview she did where she said she doesn't consider herself a feminist because, quote, she likes men. And a lot of people are coming out against her like...
That's hilarious.
Like, listen, you dummy. Feminism does not equal men hating.
No, but a lot of men haters do like to cloak themselves in feminism.
Oh, Drewster. Cloaking himself in feminism. Feminism. All right, buddy. Couldn't let you get by a movie episode without any Drewster Cogburn versus the world. Delicious beer. Do a quick game here. I think this will be a fun one. This one's called Ghost of Summer Blockbusters Past.
Okay.
I'm going to name four movies. You tell me the year they came out. Summer of blank. Right?
Sam. Summer of Sam.
Very good. 2002. Okay. No. All right, here we go. Number one, Planet of the Apes, the Tim Burton one. Rush Hour 2, Jurassic Park 3, American Pie 2. All came out in the summer of...
Oh, God. 2005?
That is incorrect. 2001. Number two, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, The Incredible Hulk, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, The X-Files, I Want to Believe. They all came out in the summer of...
Try it again, 2005.
Incorrect.
All right.
2008. Here we go.
One of the times, I'm going to say 2005, and it's going to be right.
We'll see. Number three. Here are your movies. Batman and Robin. Speed 2. Cruise Control. Spawn. Event Horizon. All came out the summer of...
97.
97's correct. Very good. Number four. Spider-Man 2. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Azkaban?
Azkaban. Shrek 2. Alien vs. Predator. All came out in the summer of...
2002.
Ooh, 2004. That's close. 2004. Here we go, number five. Lethal Weapon 3. Alien 3. Iron Eagle 3. Aces. That's the full title. And Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
1993.
Oh, 1992. So close. So close. Number six. X-Men First Class. Transformers, Dark of the Moon. Pirates of the Caribbean, On Stranger Tides. The Hangover Part 2.
Oh, man. 2011?
Correct. There you go. All right. Number seven. Octopussy. Porky's 2, The Next Day. Jaws 3D. Smokey and the Bandit 3.
88.
1983.
At least that wasn't the right decade.
Yeah, you were right decade. All right, here we go. Number eight. Mission Impossible 3. The Fast and the Furious. Tokyo Drift. Garfield. A Tale of Two Kitties. Superman Returns. All came out in the summer of...
01.
2006. Ah. I'm sorry, 2006. Number nine. Austin Powers. The Spy Who Shagged Me. Muppets from Space. Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace. South Park. Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. All came out in the summer of...
98.
Oh, 99. Ah. And finally, number 10, 28 Weeks Later, Hostel Part 2, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Live Free or Die Hard, all came out in the summer of...
Let's start 2003.
2007. Okay.
So. Suck.
Let's see, you got one, two. You got two right.
Two, all right.
Good job.
Yeah.
Sequels crazy, man. I mean, going far back, it's not even like, you know, people are always complaining, Hollywood's out of ideas. Everything's all sequels now and remakes.
Smokey and the Bandit 3, seriously?
Smokey and the Bandit 3 in 1983. They were out of ideas before they even had ideas to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Come on, guys. So that's why I picked almost entirely sequels there. So The Fault in Our Stars, right? Shailene Woodley, she has cancer. And it's a good movie, apparently. I don't know. We'll find out.
From what we hear.
And the other big movie coming out that weekend, first weekend of June, is Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, looking forward to that one.
That's the Tom Cruise.
This is not the end.
Right. Emily Blunt.
I need to find that song.
Bill Paxton. That song, it's on YouTube. Spotify. There's two versions of it on Spotify. There's the original version and then the trailer version. Okay. And even the trailer version, it does not sound like the right one.
Really?
But it says on there, it's from the Edge of Tomorrow. But it sounds like it's missing something. Like they added something else to the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Groundhog's Day meets the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan. Tom Cruise dies over and over and over in battle to wake up the same morning to go through the same battle and keeps dying over and over and over.
So he can win.
So until he can win. I read an interview with the director where he said Tom Cruise is a delightful squealer. And if you want to see him die, see this movie because he dies like 200 times.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Doug Liman started out with Go.
Good movie.
And then he followed that up with The Bourne Identity.
Good movie.
Good movie. Then he followed that up with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which is it's okay.
Not a good movie.
I rewatched it like within the last couple of years on TV. You know, it's okay. It has its moments.
It's a lie. You're lying.
No, I mean, when you compare that to his next movie, it actually looks pretty damn good because he followed that up with Jumper.
What a beautiful mess that was.
Yeah, I watched that one. Oof.
I mean, the idea behind it I thought was really good.
Yeah, it's a cute idea.
I didn't like the casting.
No, Hayden Christensen? Terrible.
Samuel L. Jackson looked really silly in the movie.
He did look silly, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And it was a silly movie.
An awful movie, yeah.
And it wasn't that good. I don't think Doug Liman's done anything since then. And he's a weird director reputation-wise where even going all the way back to Go, he has a reputation of not necessarily knowing what he wants. He'll shoot a lot of stuff. He'll show up on a set and not know how he wants to accomplish what he wants that day.
Uh-huh.
He'll often try to put the movie together in the editing room.
Ooh.
You know, yeah, not good. He's even had a couple of his movies taken away from him and finished.
Oh, wow.
But they still, I think they happened to him on The Bourne Identity. And then, you know, movie came out great. So... he's a tricky director, you know. For him, I guess it's a lot about the source material and the people he has around him. Edge of Tomorrow, also fun fact, original title, based on the comic book, All You Need Is Kill.
I'm going to have to check that comic book out.
Yep. All right, what's coming out the next weekend?
June 13th, we've got 22 Jump Street.
All right, you know what I saw on Twitter recently?
Huh.
I follow... both Lord and Miller on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Yes.
Chris Miller tweeted... what was he? I can't remember the exact tweet, but he put out three sequels, comedy sequels, including the Toy Story movies, which we went over this before.
Yeah.
Don't count those. But he put out like Toy Story 2 and 3, and like these are the movies. He's like, come on, guys. Comedy sequels are good, right? Right? Like, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
He's self-aware of what's going on.
He's self-aware of the situation of trying to make a comedy movie sequel and if it being any good.
Yeah.
But you know what? Cloudy with Chance of Meatballs, Lego Movie, 21 Jump Street. As far as I'm concerned, those guys are 3 for 3.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was one of my favorite movies of that year.
Came out of nowhere, man.
And, you know, exactly. You know, and watching it, I was smiling like a little kid watching that movie.
I mean, it was delightful.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it's a delight of a movie is what it is.
You know, it was, you know, 21 Jump Street. It was funny. It wasn't the same. Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But then when they came back with this Lego movie, I mean, I was smiling just like I was watching Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs again.
Yeah, because of the family. Yeah. They knew all the jokes. 21 Jump Street's more of the R-rated thing. But like the sequence where they talk about the five stages of the drugs.
Yeah.
Then the two of them take the drugs and they're running around and going through the five stages.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So funny. So ridiculous. So we'll see. 22 Jump Street.
Yep.
Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's good. I'm not even looking for great. I'm not looking for better than the first. I just want a watchable fucking movie.
Yeah.
And I think they'll give me that.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Even though. And then also, it is a comedy action film.
Mm-hmm.
Because last one was comedy action.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Beverly Hills Cop 2. Some people like that one.
Yeah, they do.
Not everyone, though. Also coming out that week.
How to Train Your Dragon Dose.
Dose. Another dose the same weekend.
Nope.
I've yet to see the How to Train Your Dragon. And
I never saw the first one either.
It's supposed to be really good.
Really?
I've not heard a single bad thing about it. Story-wise, character-wise, like, it's a DreamWorks movie, but people compare it to Pixar in terms
really?
Of quality.
Wow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be quite good.
Hmm.
And seeing it in a theater, because it's animated, you know,
Yeah.
Digital animation works well with 3D. It translates naturally. All the dragon flying stuff supposed to be
off the chain.
Yeah, thrilling stuff. So I don't know, we might have to like rent the first one so we can go see the second one.
Well, I mean, it has frickin' Jay Baruchel, Kristen Wiig, and Jonah Hill in it.
Yeah, but that's also the DreamWorks style of casting movies, is they get whoever's hot and they throw them in there. As opposed to Pixar, where they'll make a movie and their lead voice will be
nobody.
Yeah, like fucking Ed Asner.
Yeah.
Or Patton Oswalt. Yeah, no one. No. DreamWorks ain't making a movie where the lead voice is Patton fucking Oswalt.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Not unless he's surrounded by Will Smith, Robert De Niro,
and Brad Pitt.
Whatever names you can slap on a poster, right? So lame. All right, what else coming out?
Also coming out, another movie that I'm looking forward to, The Signal.
Yeah, that looks good.
The weird-ass, strange sci-fi movie.
Something about, what was the description? Like, people are drawn out to the middle of nowhere by a hacker or something? Or?
Well, no, there's a signal.
The signal. When did you hear the signal?
Once you hear it, so things happen.
Things start happening.
But apparently not everybody hears it.
No.
And the government is very intrigued by said signal.
And Larry Fishburne's wearing that suit, hazmat suit.
He's all like, yo, man, I'm not touching you, bro.
He's like,
you heard the signal. I ain't touching you.
Will the signal get through the suit?
Maybe.
Maybe it will.
Who knows?
But it does. The trailer is pretty damn good. It's an intriguing looking movie. So, but then again, you know, that weekend, it's probably not going to be wide release. We're probably going to have to look for it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Especially if we want to see it in the theater.
Which I do.
Yeah, so, all right. Let's just jump to, let's see, the next weekend, June 20th. Jersey Boys, which is the film adaptation of the extremely popular Broadway production, Jersey Boys, based on the, I don't know about the life of, but at least the career of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hate musicals for the most part.
Me too.
I do not like them. I don't care about the Four Seasons or Frankie Valli.
Me neither.
But it's a Clint Eastwood movie. So
I'm going to have to see it.
I pretty much check out most Clint Eastwood movies. You know, I haven't seen them all. Can't say that I have.
I wonder if he's going to call anybody a zipperhead in this movie.
Probably not. As a matter of fact, he's not in it. He's semi-retired as an actor, you know.
That doesn't mean he can't have somebody else call somebody else a zipperhead.
That's true. So hopefully there'll be some Hmong people in the movie that then they can call zipperheads. Man, that Gran Torino movie is so overrated, I'll tell you. People just like to have a clean, so they'd be like, get off my lawn. They were just so happy to get that they excused the rest of that. And then coming out, I don't know what The Rover is, even though it has Guy Pearce and...
Robbie Pat.
I was going to say Scoot McNairy, but yeah, it's got R. Pats. He's another guy who, you know...
Hit or miss.
He is hit or miss. It's what he does.
Exactly.
I'll watch him in a Cronenberg movie.
No, see, I'll watch him in a Cronenberg movie, but... Good Lord, you bring Twilight to my house and I will shoot you.
I will shoot you between your Twilights. It does, like I said, Scoot McNairy's in it. I've become a big Scoot fan.
Scoot!
In the last few years. And that's another talking about coming out of nowhere. That guy came out of nowhere. He did that Monsters movie. Again, tying it back to Godzilla. Scoot did Monsters. Low budget movie. And then I guess based on that, he got a ton of work. Because then he's in, like, fucking Killing Them Softly. And, what else was he in recently? He just keeps popping up. He was in Argo, and he's good. He's a really good actor, really good young actor. So I'd see The Rover just for him.
Huh.
And then also coming out that weekend, Think Like a Man 2, T-O-O, based on the first movie, Think Like a Man, was based on the Steve Harvey, I guess you call it a self-help book, like a book written for women, like, yeah. Think Like a Man, lady. And, made a shit ton of money, so here's Think Like a Man 2. And awful. Steve Harvey is laughing all the way to his tailor, where he gets his giant suits.
Sweet.
With huge pinstripes. For Family Feud purposes. Alright, what's the next weekend?
June 27th.
Alright, we're already at the end of June. Very good.
Transformers The Age of Extinction.
Oh, wee. With the slightly redesigned Optimus.
It looks awful.
It looks like a Transformers movie.
Ooh, it looks worse than all the other Transformers.
You think
movies.
So?
I really do.
You really think it looks markedly worse?
I was really looking forward to these Dinobots.
Yeah.
Until I saw them.
There's Grimlock that they show in the trailer, and the flying one that they show in the trailer.
And then I was just like, you know what?
I
And then Optimus started writing one, and I'm like, seriously, Optimus Prime is writing a giant robot Tyrannosaurus Rex?
That's the one thing I like. I like that,
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, I think that's what they should be doing with these goddamn movies. They're about 60-foot robot aliens from outer space. Yes, get ridiculous. I want to see a 60-foot robot riding...
Another 60-foot robot?
A 200-foot-long dino robot. I want to see something that fucking absurd. Does it look good?
No.
Looks entertaining. Looks like a Michael Bay movie.
It definitely looks like a Michael Bay movie.
That's for sure.
And I don't know who Mark Wahlberg's daughter is in that movie, but she looks hot.
What's her name? Nicola Peltz, I think.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to look her up on the internet later.
On the Googles. Safe search off.
Hell yeah, safe search off.
I find it interesting that they've redesigned the Optimus truck to look like the original design.
I know, right?
Flat front. Is that a Mac or a Peterbilt?
Mac.
For the other three Transformers, it was a Peterbilt with the elongated front. I remember when they made that design change for the first Transformers, all the Transformers nerds on the internet
freaked out.
Practically set the internet on fire, like, you're redesigning all this shit. Hell, they were going to flip out just because Michael Bay didn't like that sound. Michael Bay wanted to drop that, totally.
Yeah.
And then the Transformers nerds fans were like, nah. So he's like, all right, I'll add it.
Instead, I'll just slow it down and make it all dubstep.
No, it's in there. No, it's in there. Like, when a thing's transforming, it's like, it's changing. And then if you listen closely, you can hear it usually in the middle, because it's always short.
Yeah.
He just throws in, like, the exact same thing from the fucking cartoon. It's pretty hysterical. I don't think it looks that much worse, but then again, I don't even think the other Transformers movies are that good.
I think they're all pretty awful.
I do think the first one, especially now that we have two more Transformers movies... You can look back on that first one and see very clearly the fingerprints of Steven Spielberg all over it.
No, really?
Because he's an executive producer of all of them. But on the first one, he was hands-on.
Yeah.
Like, he was there. He was making decisions. He was telling Michael Bay, we got to do things like this. Scenes like...
Make sure you kill the black robot first.
Kill the black robot. It's done in all movies. Make sure you always kill. Like the scene where they're hiding. They're trying to hide in Sandwich Wiki's backyard. And Optimus is like leaning against the house like that. That's straight up Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah, totally. Michael Bay doesn't do that shit.
Yeah, Transformers in the Suburbs.
Come on.
That's Spielberg.
Yeah.
He gets out of there. And then Michael Bay is like, all right, now I need...
Super ghetto robots.
I need super ghetto racist robots. I need another giant robot with huge balls so I can make ball jokes about it. Spielberg would have done all that shit, you know? So, yeah. I found that very... I was thinking of that recently and how that first Transformers is so Spielberg, it's not even funny. Makes me actually want to rewatch it.
Yeah.
But Age of Extinction, it's Mark Wahlberg. You know, he's like, hey guys, I found a giant robot.
Hey guys, I think I found Optimus Prime.
I think I found Optimus Prime. We're going to make some money.
I don't think this is a truck at all. I think it's a Transformer.
Hey, you guys know about these Transformers? Have you heard about these Transformers? What's coming out
there? And Stanley Tucci's all like, we don't need you anymore.
I'm going to scream.
Also coming out that week, this movie... Snowpiercer, yes, which actually looks quite interesting.
Let me tell you.
With Chris Evans, Jamie Bell, Tilda Swinton.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about Snowpiercer, Drew.
Man.
Let me tell you about this movie.
I read the little blurb about it, and it sounds really weird.
Read the blurb for the people.
All right. Hang on a second. In a future where a failed global warming experiment kills off all life on the planet, except for a lucky few that boarded the Snowpiercer, a train that travels around the globe. Where a class system evolves.
Yeah. So the movie, it's about all these poor people that are in the back of the train, and they got to get to the front of the train. That's the movie. And it's supposed to be badass.
All the little screenshots I'm looking at looks crazy.
There's a trailer. I mean, this movie was made in, like, last year. You can see trailers from last year. The trailers are really good, and I don't think they give away that much information.
I mean, Chris Evans has started to prove himself as something more than just a mediocre action star.
Which is funny, because he's talking recently about retiring from acting already.
Really?
Yeah, he's already disillusioned by all the Marvel stuff and the Captain America
he's
stuff.
He's made enough fucking money, so he
That's the thing. All these actors, they make millions of dollars. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
I've loved everything I've seen Jamie Bell in, so...
Yeah, and Jamie Bell's good. Jamie Bell is also The Thing in the new Fantastic Four.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tilda Swinton, so...
Yeah, Tilda Swinton's cool.
Oh, John Hurt's in this movie?
John Hurt's in the movie.
Ed Harris?
Ed Harris in the movie. It's got a great cast. And also, it has man, I can't pronounce the guy's name, but the dude who was the lead in Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance and The Host.
Okay.
This is the director of The Host.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a South Korean film. Even though it has all these English and American actors, it's a South Korean production.
Okay.
It's the largest budgeted South Korean film ever. It's a South Korean blockbuster, pretty much. This guy, Jun Ho Bong, not only did The Host, but also did his first movie, Memories of Murder, which was on the Netflix. I don't think it's on there anymore. People, go to Netflix right now. Search Memories of Murder. If it's on there,
start watching it.
It's so good. Then he did The Host, and then Mother might still be on there too in 2009. The guy's just a fantastic director. Now it's the Weinsteins acquired this for distribution in America.
Okay.
So for months now on the internet, there's been speculation, rumors, statements, this and that about how much the movie's going to get cut for American audiences.
Ooh,
one of those things. One of those deals. It's a 2-hour, 6-minute movie, and they're talking about, you know. Of course, right, it's so a Weinstein, so people are afraid that they're going to turn in a 90-minute movie to us that's not going to make any damn sense.
So how do I go about seeing the South Korean cut?
Well, we have to wait, because they actually haven't announced the official runtime for the American release.
Oh, okay.
I remember at one point last year, Jun Ho Bong came out and said, no, we're working on this with the Weinsteins very closely. I remember a statement he did where he said that they are cutting some a little bit from the movie, but it's not significant. He's working with the Weinsteins on the cut.
Okay.
One of the things that they did add, they actually, instead of cutting, they added some on-screen text to explain some stuff that I guess South Koreans take for granted.
That doesn't translate to American culture.
Right. So there might be some things there like that. Knock on wood that we'll get a decent cut of this movie, that you won't have to go to fucking Coliseum of Comics
or online to get some weird import thing that I can't read and don't know if I'm getting the right version of the movie or if I'm watching the extras. Like when I got Hero, and literally when I first got Hero, I put it in and I had to sit there and I click
the menu's in Mandarin.
Exactly. So I had to click everything on the menu until I found out, and I'm like, alright, so it's this one and then this one and then that one, and the movie plays.
Yeah, it's like breaking a code.
Yeah.
Yeah, so silly.
Because I don't speak Mandarin, bro.
Hopefully, that won't be the case here.
And also, coming out that week, some weird movie called They Came Together with Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler.
No.
Bill Hader, Kobe Smulders.
Oh, I like all those people.
So do I.
Oh, it's a David Wayne joint. Okay, so it's not going to get a wide release.
Okay.
David Wayne movies never do. But it'll end up on Netflix, and I'm sure it's funny, because I like David Wayne movies.
Yeah.
I like those guys, the State Guys, and Showalter, Ian Black, Wet Hot American Summer.
Come on.
Yeah, David Wayne's good. All right, Wednesday. Ooh, Wednesday release. July. Oh, because 4th of July is on a Friday. Yeah. So they'll release movies a few days ahead of time to jump on it. And this looks like one of the worst 4th of July weekends in the history of summer blockbusters.
Yo, where's my Independence Day, bro?
Right? Well, first off, Transformers is coming out June 27th. Michael Bay loves 4th of July weekend, as does Will Smith. Their summer movies usually come out 4th of July weekend. It looks like Transformers is getting a 1-week jump on it. So, July 2nd, we got this movie called Tammy, starring Melissa McCarthy. It's another R-rated comedy, like I said at the top of the show. R-rated comedies are big during the summer. After losing her job and learning that her husband has been unfaithful, a woman hits the road with her profane, hard-drinking grandmother, played by Susan Sarandon.
Sweet.
Actually, that could be funny. Deliver Us from Evil is, I remember seeing trailers for
this.
Eric Bana plays a New York cop, and his daughter is
possessed by the devil.
Possessed by the devil, and it's based on a true account of... it's got this guy, Sean Harris, who's intense-looking, the dude from Prometheus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's super intense-looking guy. And Edgar Ramirez, because in the movie, if you have an exorcism movie and you need someone to explain evil, you have to get the Spanish guy to say...
Because he understands Santeria.
Because the Spanish people believe in the supernatural, you know, and we are racist Hollywood people. July 4th, we're getting that same week, but that Friday Begin Again, which looks like not a romantic comedy, just, it says comedy, drama, music, romance. A dejected music business exec forms a bond with a young singer-songwriter. New to Manhattan. That sounds awful. Also coming out is America, a documentary about America. Boring.
America.
All right,
America.
So what's next week?
The 11th of July, coming out, some Patricia Arquette movie, Boyhood. don't know anything about this.
Interesting. Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
It's,
And Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah. Boyhood. This comes out this summer. Yes.
What the F is this?
Boyhood. Richard Linklater, director of Bernie, Dazed and Confused, Waking Life, a lot of great movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He started filming this movie 13, 14 years ago with this kid, Boyhood. It's all about this kid growing up from age 5 to 18. And it's he filmed this movie for 13 years. So while the kid was growing up, he kept filming scenes. So we're going to watch this kid grow up.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it does sound crazy.
163 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be epic, dude.
Dude, it's almost 3 hours.
2 hours and 43 minutes. But, I mean, the reviews for it have been great so far, all the early reviews. Right now, out of 8 reviews on Metacritic, it has a score of 96 out of 100.
God damn.
Which is insane for Metacritic. That's not the same as Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, it's a Linklater movie. I'm really looking forward to it. Tangent, side note, I just read today, remember Bernie? The movie Bernie with Jack Black?
Yeah, yeah.
The guy he plays, that Bernie TD character? Yeah. He was sentenced to life for that murder, but he's getting out after 14 years. He's getting out. What happened was, it's a kind of interesting story, all right? Obviously, he was in prison or whatever, right? And some counselors were coming around. They were just speaking to the people in the prison, and I guess, you know, they're working with him, and he didn't volunteer this information. They, like, looked around his cell, and they found he had a bunch of self-help books on sexual abuse.
Okay.
So they asked him about that, and he reluctantly admitted that when he was a teenager and growing up, he was sexually abused very often.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is like, well, this changes everything. That means that when you murdered this lady, it wasn't just straight murder. It was you had a dissociative episode. And it was this long explanation of how his life, and also his life as a closeted gay man in Texas. How all that, plus all the abuse, led to that incident, and how if that information was made available at the trial in 1999, even the DA that McConaughey plays, that guy, Buck Davidson, even he said, I would not have gone for a life sentence at that time. It would have been a different crime. It would have been like a crime of passion.
Yeah.
Max sentence for that is 20 years. Dude's already done 14.
Yeah, he probably would have got out in like 7.
He probably would have been out already. Because also, by all accounts, after he got into prison, he's model prisoner. Like, just like in the movie. Everyone loves the guy.
Yeah, yeah. He just flipped out and killed some bitch.
He flipped out and he killed some horrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the people from Carthage, Texas, some of them are like, we don't want this guy walking our streets.
Yeah.
The daughter of the woman that was killed is like, how's this justice for my mom, blah, blah, blah. But there's conditions to him being released. He has to live in Austin, Texas, so he's not going back to Carthage. Yeah. And he has to live in the apartment above the garage of Richard Linklater, the director of the movie. And he said, this is fine by me. I'm fine with having this guy living in the garage where me and my family live, because he's not a threat at all, and we'd be happy to help him out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read all that stuff today. Richard Linklater, back in the news. Of course, no one's going to go see Boyhood that weekend.
No, because Dawn of the Planet of the Apes comes out.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I need to speak to Caesar.
Directed by Matt Reeves, who did his first movie was Cloverfield.
Okay.
And then a second movie was Let Me In.
Both very good movies.
Guy's good.
Yeah.
Guy's good.
He really knows how to hold suspense.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does, very much so. I'm definitely looking forward to this one, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man. Gary Oldman, Andy Serkis.
And then this Jason Clarke dude. He's the one that's like, I want to speak to Caesar, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, man, yeah, he's been in a bunch of movies recently.
Yeah, lately he's been popping up in a lot of stuff.
He was in Zero Dark Thirty. Mm-hmm. He was in a whole bunch of weird stuff, too.
He was in, I just had one and I forgot it.
Yep.
What's that? Lawless.
Yeah, he was.
I can't remember.
He was one of the older brothers.
The older brothers. I can never remember the title of that movie because the title is so bland. Lawless. How does that equal Prohibition?
I don't know.
You know the original title of that one? The wettest county in the country.
Better name for the movie.
Yeah, that's the name of the book. The Wettest County in the Country.
Just stuck with that.
And then they shorten it to Wettest County. That sounded like a porn. And then they change it to Lawless because they're like, boring. We need to make things boring. Friday, July 18th. Jupiter Ascending.
Looking forward to this one.
The new Wachowskis. Hopefully other people actually go see it, because the Wachowskis could use a hit. That's for damn sure.
Well, you know Sean Bean's going to die.
Sean Bean's going to die. Channing Tatum is going to dance.
Because he has elf ears.
And Mila Kunis is going to be hot. It's weird how, watching this trailer, it's a space opera.
Yeah.
All these crazy characters.
Yeah.
Grand designs.
Yes.
For some reason, the entire movie, Mila Kunis wearing plaid shirt and jeans.
Yeah, I know, right?
She looks so bland and boring.
Yeah.
Like, visually.
Well, I think maybe that's the point.
It is. Yeah, it's the point because it's supposed to be she's a normal person. No. And then really secretly she's, you know, something special.
Yeah,
and
at the end,
you
know,
but still, it looks stupid. The Purge Anarchy comes out.
Looks okay.
Looks okay. It's a sequel to The Purge, but it really looks like the movie that The Purge should have been.
Yes.
Because it's actually people out on the street and trying
As opposed to stuck in a house.
Unless we're being duped again. And these two people, like, the first 10 minutes is them running around the street, and then they end up, oh, let's run into this building, and then they're stuck in a building the whole movie. I will walk out of the fucking theater if that happens. I will leave the movie if they do some bullshit like that. Ooh, great. Disney's Planes, Fire and Rescue.
Because we need a side story to that crappy Planes universe.
Fucking Disney. All right, next week.
Coming out 25th of July, Sex Tape.
Yep.
Jason Segel, Cameron Diaz, Rob Corddry, Ellie Kemper. Pretty sure it's a comedy, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jason Segel, I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A married couple wake up to discover that the sex tape they made the evening before has gone missing, leading to a frantic search for its whereabouts.
And it's a Jake Kasdan movie, son of Lawrence Kasdan, who's a legend in the industry. Jake Kasdan, he's done a lot of comedy. He did the John C. Reilly movie, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
That was all right.
I think it's underrated. I think it's really good. Bad Teacher, which came out a couple years ago. That was funny.
Have you seen the...
I know there's a TV show. I haven't watched it.
Neither have I, but I've seen the commercials for it. It looks awful.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a CBS show, isn't it? I don't think they're going to make any face-sitting jokes on CBS. All right. But yeah, so, you know, I make the weird assumption that, like, I guess a lot of people do this. Whenever you like someone, you just assume everyone else likes them. Mm-hmm. I assume everyone likes Jason Segel. But apparently they don't.
Really?
There are people out there that don't like him at all.
I love him. I mean, the Muppets,
like,
and seriously, he is really the only reason why I even could watch How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, you watch all of that, too.
I know, I've seen them all. And they are, a lot of them are not very good.
I would just be surprised.
He is a shining light of funniness in
whenever he pops on
that show.
Yeah. I mean, you would sit on the couch and watch like six episodes in a row, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, this guy hasn't laughed once. Why is he watching?
Because I gotta watch Jason Segel.
Is he mildly amused on the inside?
I am mildly amused on the inside, but not on the outside because the show is really not that good.
Nah. But Jason Segel's good. I also like Cameron Diaz. So, although, yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and assume because Segel's tall and he's charming that in real life he could get a person that looks like that could get someone that looks like Cameron Diaz.
Oh, totally. And especially with the age difference between the two now. Yeah.
I guess because she's older.
That's an old lady for him.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy pickings, bro.
I guess. All right. What else coming out that weekend?
Starring Dwayne Johnson and John Hurt. Hercules.
And John Hurt.
I know. Dude, every time I love John Hurt.
John Hurt's great. John Hurt's awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Every time I see him, I'm like, yes, John Hurt's in this movie.
I'm pretty sure this movie is going to stink because it's a Brett Ratner film.
Well, of course.
For those who don't know, Brett Ratner is just one of the worst journeyman directors out there. Most famous now, infamous now, for ruining X-Men The Last Stand. And for being hired on as the director of the Oscars a couple years ago. And then a month later, and then he brought in Eddie Murphy to host it, which was a genius idea.
Yeah, totally.
And then at some press conference, Brett Ratner decided to say in front of a bunch of people, all holding microphones and cameras and shit that were clearly on, he decided to say, rehearsals for fags. And then, of course, Hollywood, half the industry is gay.
Yeah.
They're not. They're
no.
No, 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 no. The Oscar head writer is Bruce Valanche. You can't get any bigger and gayer than Bruce Valanche. So, obviously, Brett Ratner got pushed out of there. Eddie Murphy followed him because, you know, he was doing it for Brett Ratner. Brett Ratner stinks. But, you know, hey, you know what? It's Hercules. It's The Rock.
It's The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson. Huh? And it's a really good teaser trailer.
Yeah, it is.
It is a good trailer.
I love the end.
Yeah, he's looking intense. I love the shot of the giant lion, like, leaping at him in slow motion. And then it cut.
And then it cut. Cut to the next scene, lying on his head. He's like, motherfucker, I skinned you.
He's like, motherfucker, I made you clothes.
Also coming up, Step Up All In.
That's an interesting title. Step Up, colon, All In. So we're dancing, we're also playing poker?
Yes.
Yo, we're going to, not only do you have to step it up.
But you got to go all in.
You got to go all in.
Also, there's this Wish I Was Here movie that Zach Braff flick.
Yeah, that's his sequel to Garden State.
You know, I watched the trailer. I didn't know that, but it had the same freaking tone.
Well,
like, I'm watching this movie and I'm like, This totally reminds me. Didn't you already do this movie?
It's a sequel, and the reason you got the idea that it's the same tone is because the trailer for Garden State and the trailer for this one both use songs by the Doves. I think it's the Doves.
It's just Doves. It's not the Doves.
It should be the Doves.
It's just Doves.
It's a lot like Eagles.
Yeah.
Because it's just Eagles.
Yeah.
We don't want to say Eagles.
It was the Eagles.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Same thing with Doves. It's just Doves.
Or I'm going to call them the Doves. Yes, that's what that is.
Where Doves are awesome.
All right, now we're getting to August. This is the end of the summer here. Let's wrap it up, dude. August 1st, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it very much. James Gunn is a very interesting writer-director. Slither and Super are both crazy little movies.
I think it's going to be really underrated. Like, I don't think it's going to do well in the box office.
No. No.
At all.
No.
Until people
no.
like you and me see it and realize how awesome it is.
And we start telling people.
And then we start telling people. And then when it comes out on DVD or Netflix or something, it's going to explode.
Yeah, hopefully it should. If it's good. The thing is, I want to see it be successful because it's Marvel putting a lot of money into something that people don't know. So they're taking a gamble. Even though it's a superhero comic book movie.
Marvel doesn't have a choice.
Well, because of the story they want to tell.
Because of the story that they're going to tell.
But
if
they felt that this was a real commercial risk, they would have found a way around making an entire movie based on Guardians of the Galaxy. They would have found a way around it and squeezed it all into the story plot elements that they need. They would have squeezed it into another character that's more viable and popular. Like, they could have taken those elements and they could have finally made their... Well, no, because even Ant-Man is a hard sell. That's coming out in Avengers 3.
It is. Well, I mean, it's a hard sell for stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I mean, they could have... I was just announced by our esteemed associate here, who shall rename nameless, that they could have just made a cartoon. You know, they could have done like a one-off cartoon series, thrown it on TV, Guardians of the Galaxy, put it on Cartoon Network, maybe the Disney Afternoon.
That's not a terrible idea because Marvel's doing that with Daredevil and three other properties.
So there you go. They could tie it in that way.
They're doing shows for Netflix.
Yeah.
And then those characters are obviously going to pop out into the movies in the future.
They could have done it that way.
That would have made sense. Yeah. It probably would have been a little cheaper and an easier sell because it's animated.
Yeah. Man. Well, shit, dude, half this movie looks computer animated.
Well, yeah, it takes place in outer space. No, we're going to fly out to outer... Now that we're owned by Disney, we have the resources to fly to outer space and film this
movie. I'm just talking about, like, three of the four characters...
Are CG.
Are completely CG.
And then Zoe Saldana,
is completely CG'd up.
They green her up, you know? Yeah. Also coming out that weekend, Calvary with Brendan Gleeson. I love Brendan Gleeson, but I don't know what that movie is.
Neither do I. Brendan Gleeson's awesome.
Brendan Gleeson is awesome.
It was that man. It was so sad when he jumped off the building in Bruges.
Spoiler! 8-year-old spoiler?
Yeah, something like that.
Next.
All right. Yeah, okay. So, as I was, once again been told by our esteemed associate who shall remain nameless, Raccoon with a Laser Pistol? I mean, come on, enough said.
I want to see Raccoon.
That's how everybody's going to see this movie, because it's a freaking raccoon with a laser pistol.
That's how everyone's going to... That's what people are going to see. That's what they're going to latch onto. And either...
Well, and it's
you're
also...
You're going to have one of two reactions. You're going to see Rocket Raccoon and be like, that looks cool. Or you're going to see Rocket Raccoon and be like, that looks fucking stupid.
Well, you see, the thing is, they're pushing this because Rocket Raccoon number one was the free comic book on Comic Book Day this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So...
Yeah, that's true.
They're pushing this hard.
They have to. Market awareness, it's not there.
Yep.
It's just not there. We're not talking about Iron Man or Hulk, or Avengers. When Avengers 2 comes out next year...
No one's going to even know what the fuck Ultron is. People are going to be like, Ultron, excuse me?
It doesn't matter.
Who's Ultron?
Because you're going to have Robert Downey Jr. back as Iron Man. You're going to have Mark Ruffalo back as the Hulk. You got your Thor. You got your Captain America. People don't give a fuck about Ultron because you got all those other guys.
You need to care about Ultron because Ultron will fucking kill you quick.
Well, that's the point. That's why they included him as a bad guy. You know?
He is one of the more...
I want to see...
Oh, God. Scary villain, man.
I thought Thanos was going to be the big bad guy for Avengers 2.
That's what I thought, too.
He's the big bad guy for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's how they brought him? Makes sense.
Oh, outer space.
Yeah. Thanos is... I mean, they got to... They're doing the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
We've established that on past shows for sure, yes. They're definitely doing the Infinity
Gauntlet. They have to get Thanos, and they have to get into space. Guardians of the Galaxy is the way... I guess is their way of doing it.
It has to be. It's the only way. Favorite part of Guardians of the Galaxy for me, I can tell you already, without watching the movie, Benicio del Toro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even when I first heard that this movie was being even tossed around Hollywood, I knew exactly where they were going with
it. The only reason to include it was what's already been established.
The only reason to even think about the Guardians of the Galaxy, even to have them in a conversation, is if you're having a conversation about the Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
Or the Secret Wars. But we won't talk about the Secret Wars.
No, we'll talk about the Secret Wars. You hear about the casting for Ant-Man?
What, Mr. Rudd?
Yeah, but there's also... Mr. Rudd plays the second Ant-Man.
Not the original
guy.
So they're doing a twofer.
They're both going to be in it.
Man.
You know who's the original Ant-Man?
Who?
Michael Douglas. You got Michael Douglas for that fucking Ant-Man movie, dude.
That's insane. That's like saying they... Oh, yeah. Dude, they got Robert Redford for the Captain America movie?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Prestige. Well, it's like saying they got Marlon Brando for that Superman movie.
Yeah, it was awful.
They had to pay so much for that, too. They paid Marlon Brando what came out to like $1 million a minute to be in that movie.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, he insisted on calling Krypton Krypton.
Krypton.
He's like, the people of Krypton.
It's Krypton. Someone shut up on Marlon Brando. Right. If I say it's Krypton, it's Krypton.
It's Krypton. The people of Krypton. All right. Next week of August. Let's go.
All right. August 8th. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Which, I don't know.
The more I see of the trailer, the less I like the movie.
I think they released a new trailer that I haven't seen yet. Have you seen anything other than that first teaser?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you see,
because
I've seen
older one? I've seen Donatello. I know what Donnie looks like.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
I
don't like the design of their faces.
You're going to think I'm racist, but they all look black.
Really? That's what you think?
I do.
I don't want to pull up a picture. Why? What is there a certain feature? I wonder if that's...
It's the facial features.
I wonder if that's what they were going for.
They're very wide-skulled. They have very large, wide noses.
They
got huge freaking lips, dude. They look like black turtles.
They do.
I'm sorry.
Now that you mention it. That's interesting.
The first time I saw Donatello, not Donatello, Michelangelo, and he's like, don't be afraid, let me just take off the mask. I'm like, oh my God,
I saw online.
I mean, I felt bad for thinking it, but that's...
I don't think you should feel bad for thinking that. I understand, you know, you think something along racial lines in this day and age, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But when you mention it, I look at the picture,
dude,
I don't
look
know.
At their facial structures.
Yeah, it looks... Let's see, now I just lost it all. That's an interesting observation. I wonder if that was something they did on purpose. Because, again, we're talking about Michael Bay. It's Michael Bay production. The guy, he's not above thinking along the lines of race when it comes to character design and stuff. Again, the Transformers.
Yeah, super ghetto.
Super ghetto Transformers. You know, he's not above stuff like that. That is interesting. Well, outside of the design of their faces, I don't know. Like, when you look at the trailer, of course it's the old, you know, Megan Fox can't add thing. But when you look at the trailer, the exact same facial expression every single shot. No matter what's happening, if she's talking to someone, if something's happening, her face looks exactly the same.
Yeah, like she's not all there.
Or like maybe she's Botox to death or something. Now, who are some of these? Who's Will Arnett in this movie?
Maybe he's Shredder?
Let me see. No, I think Shredder's William Fichtner.
No.
I want to double check that. Yeah, William Fichtner is the Shredder, which is awesome because I love William Fichtner. Will Arnett plays Vernon Fenwick.
No idea.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville is Leonardo. Okay, so that's the type of movie we're dealing
God.
With. God. That's where we're going with that. And then the other guys are no one you would know. They got Tony Shalhoub for the voice of Splinter. So they're like,
Splinter's gonna be awesome.
So like, let's get this Jewish guy to play a Japanese
rat. An old Japanese rat, yeah.
And I hope he ain't talking like this.
I hope I ain't talking like this,
I hope they say...
$2 for $5, $4 for $10
Tony Shalhoub, please talk a racist as a sprinter, because...
As a sprinter.
The real reason I think this movie is going to suck is because it's directed by Jonathan Liebsman. Jonathan Liebsman's the director of Battle Los Angeles, Wrath of the Titans, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Darkness Falls, which are four of the worst movies that came out of the last decade.
All of those movies are so awful.
The only thing worse than Wrath of the Titans is Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let me take that back. He didn't do Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. He did Texas Chainsaw Massacre The Beginning. So again, anything worse than that? Remake. So this guy stinks. I don't think it's gonna be a very good movie, but we shall see. What else coming? Anything else come out that weekend?
This movie that this is the second Scarlett Johansson sci-fi movie that I've really wanted to see this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy with ScarJo.
Yeah.
Every time I see this trailer, it's like, what is going on?
It's like something gets put inside her, and it's almost like that that Bradley Cooper movie, Limitless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's one of those type of things.
But much more violent.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure she gets kidnapped and, you know, people like do surgery to put stuff inside of her as opposed to just, let's just eat this pill and see what happens.
Right. Written and directed by Luc Besson?
No, Mr. Besson.
Mr. Besson? So, he loves his femme fatale leads.
So it's going to be really Frenchy and lots of action.
Yeah. Which is cool. All right, next week.
And in the picture... ScarJo's got gun tilted. It's a kill shot, bro. She got the kill shot going.
She's like, I'm holding this at an angle.
Holding this bitch sideways. Kill shot.
Because I'm cool. Wednesday, August 13th. I don't know why this comes out on a Wednesday in the middle of August, but that comedy, Let's Be Cops.
You know.
With Damon Wayans Jr. and Jake Johansson.
You know.
Two struggling pals dress as police officers for a costume party and become neighborhood sensations. But when these newly minted heroes get tangled in a real-life web of mobsters and dirty detectives, they must put their fake badges on the line. So stupid.
Yeah, it looks like fake cops being real cops.
This can't be... This is not a good sign. From the director of The Animal. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
He also directed... a bunch of other crap. The Girl Next Door. Man, this guy stinks. It's probably gonna suck. And then also coming out that weekend of that Friday, August 15th. All these F's. We got The Expendables 3. You know what they showed in the trailer for Expendables 3?
Harrison Ford.
But they showed
Kelsey Grammer.
They showed what I assume. Not what I assume. I was hoping this would happen. Wesley Snipes is in this movie. Only reason Wesley Snipes was not in Expendables 1 or 2 is because he was in prison.
Really?
Yeah.
So they wanted him for all those movies.
Of course.
But they couldn't get him
in.
How
can you have an Expendables movie without Wesley Snipes?
Well, he's in prison.
Exactly. He was in prison for tax evasion. So I was hoping... He got out of prison. Like, man, a week after he got out of prison, they announced him for Expendables 3. Like, immediately. I was hoping. I was like, man, when they introduce this character, he better be either breaking out of prison or they're breaking him out of prison. He better be a dude that's been locked up. And his character is a guy that gets broken out. And then,
nice.
And then in the trailer, the latest trailer, the first shot you see was he snipes. His hair is all grown out, all crazy. Yep. And he's wearing, like, some ratty clothes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he just got busted out of prison. That's awesome.
A little bit of real life in the movie.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Next time here, taxes, bro. Because we just lost like 3-4 years of direct-to-video Wesley Snipes movies that I want to watch. Nothing else good is coming out that weekend, so everyone go see Expendables 3. All right, it looks like the next weekend's pretty much the last weekend of the summer.
There's really only one good movie coming out.
So let's finish it up, Drew.
Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Oh, I don't know if that's actually any good.
It has potential.
It does have potential. I mean, the first Sin City is really
good. As long as Frank Miller has someone there to reel him in.
Yeah, he does. Robert Rodriguez.
So then we're good.
Yeah.
Because they work well together, but when Frank gets by himself, god-awful pieces of shit.
Plus, now, also, you got to remember, Frank Miller's now older. He's like 10 years, even older now, so now he's even more...
Crazy.
Curmudgeon and crazy and right-wing, and who knows how that's going to come out in this movie. But Robert Rodriguez is there, and he's the man.
Like I said, I'm sure he's there to balance him out and keep him true to the story. He's like, listen,
hopefully.
Frank, you wrote this shit like 30 years ago. Yeah. Just go back to 30 years ago,
please. Yes, that's a big movie of that weekend. But the movie I'm actually looking forward to, I want to see this Frank movie. that played at the it debuted at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year.
Fassbender.
Fassbender plays you see that the picture, the guy with the mask?
Yeah.
That's Fassbender.
Okay.
Fassbender has
his,
huh?
Some sort of beak. Oh no, he's got a weird what the F?
Yeah, it's just
what
like
that on his head.
It's like a mask. It's a head. It's like he has a giant head on.
Okay.
Apparently he wears that the entire movie. And he's the lead singer of a band. And it's supposed to be quite good.
So is this one of those things where you're actually never going to see Fassbender's face in this movie?
No, you don't see his face the entire movie. He's under the mask the entire time. Yep.
Man, that's
also,
weird.
Also starring Domhnall Gleeson. I can't say that name. Domhnall Gleeson, son of Brendan Gleeson, since we just mentioned him, right?
Oh, okay.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. And again, I was just talking about this guy singing his praises. Good old Scoop McNairy. Big fan of that guy. So yeah, Frank, that's Friday, August 22nd.
Interesting.
And there you go. So that brings us to the end of the summer, which brings us to the end of the episode. How's your summer movie guide for 2014? I hope you know now what's coming out, what you're looking forward to, what you're not looking forward to, what you're going to wait for DVD, what, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you very much, Drew. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir.
Hold on. Let me give you one of these. Hold on. Let me give you, because you deserve it.
There you go. I'm just glad it's not the Nazi clap again. I should just stop bringing it up.
Isn't the one chick at the bar?
No.
Tell everyone where they can get you online.
You can find me online at antihero419, Twitter and Instagram.
Please tweet the show at CrespoDiso. Go to ChrisCrespo.com.
ChrisCrespo.com.
Please download the show on iTunes, Stitcher. Well, you already downloaded the show. Please rate and review the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And also tell all your friends. We really appreciate it. Email the show, cinemacrespodiso@gmail.com. And yeah, I guess that's it.
All right. So, Benny Hill or Looney Tunes, buddy?
Let's go with I'm liking this one.
Every time I hear this song, I just think of you running around the studio in a circle.
Going, woo, 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 woo. Check, 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 check. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Really big shoe. Really big shoe. Really big shoe. Got a really big shoe. Really big shoe. I did not know that. I did not know that.
Now is not the time for really big shoes,
no,
Christopher.
No.
That comes later.
Now is not the time. Check 1, 2. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Levels, levels, levels. Cat, cat, cat.
Get a level check over there.
Check, check, check. Levels 1, levels 2, levels 3. We got some levels over this motherfucker. All sorts of levels. Levels, 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 levels,